Masechet Menachot Perek Het Mishnah. Here we just finished talking about the 9 different grades of olive oil that come out in 3 different harvests. All the 9 grades, all 9 levels are technically valid to be used in the Menachot, but as we described earlier, you should use the best possible oil when it comes to the Menachot. You want to do everything in your Avodat Hashem on the highest level. So we'll now rank the 9 olive oils in order of preference how they should be used for the Menachot. Mishnah says, Harishon shebarishon en lemala mimenu. There's nothing higher than the first grade of oil from the first olive harvest. That's the highest possible level oil. That's shemen zayit zach. That should be used if you have the ability to do it. Use it for the Menachot. Hashini shebarishon, v'hadishon shebasheni shavin. The second oil from the first harvest and the first oil from the second harvest are equal in their quality. Hashelishi shebarishon. Likewise, the third level is the third oil from the first harvest, the second oil from the second harvest, and the first oil from the third harvest. All of those are equal in quality. That's the third level. The fourth level, the third oil from the second harvest, and the second oil from the third harvest are also equal in quality. Hashelishi shebashelishi en lemata mimenu. There's nothing worse than the third oil from the third harvest. That one is considered to be the lowest level of oil in terms of using them for the Menachot. The last Mishnah told us that the menorah can only be lit with shemen zayit zach, which is the first level oil from each harvest. But when it comes to the Menachot, any grade of oil can be used. Now we'll talk about why the menorah and the menachot are different. Afa menachot hayu badin shita'anu shemen zayit zach. It's logical, it makes sense that the menachot should also require pure olive oil, the first grade of oil from every one of the harvests, like we do with the menorah, based on the following logic. Ma'im ha menorah she'ena la'achila te'una shemen zayit zach. If the menorah, the oil of the menorah, which is not about eating, it's just to provide illumination, and you need to use shemen zayit zach, pure olive oil. Ha-menachot shehen la'achila en odin shita'anu shemen zayit zach. Wouldn't it make sense that menachot, which are for eating by the mizbeach eats them, it's burned on the mizbeach, shouldn't you require pure olive oil? Doesn't it make sense that when you're talking about offerings to Hashem, part of the mincha is consumed by the fire on the mizbeach. It's a form of eating. So the oil of the menorah, it's used just to light. So wouldn't it make sense that the oil that's made for eating should be of higher quality, like the oil that's used for light? Tamud lomar zach katit lamaor. In order to undo this, the Torah tells us that the oil of the menorah has to be pure from the olives that are pressed for lamaor, for illumination. So we say straight up over here, lamaor, for illumination, that it's only for the illumination, only for the menorah, does the olives have to be pure and come katit, compounded. Velo zach katit lamenachot. There's no need for the olives to be pressed for the menachot. What we're really saying over here is the first level in each harvest, we said simply, he just had to pound the olives open a little bit and the oil would come out on its own. That's the first grade of each harvest. So therefore, that katit aspect of it, that pounded aspect of it, which is saying it's coming out on its own, it just pounded a little bit beforehand, pressed a little bit beforehand, that's enough and that's all you need. Only when talking about the menorah, but when it comes to the menachot, you do not need that level.